Hello everyone, welcome to Guarding Time, an unofficial podcast about the CW original series Legends of Tomorrow. My name is Alex Vaklasov and I've watched every episode of the CW's Legends of Tomorrow. If you're tuning in to Guarding Time for the first time, what I do on this podcast is discuss everything up and including the current week's episode of Legends of Tomorrow. This week, we'll be discussing everything up to and including Season 2, Episode 2 of Legends of Tomorrow, Justice Society of America. Find more Guarding Time podcasts on film-book.com by using the search term Guarding Time. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with Guarding Time in the subject line. Let me start by saying that we don't actually have a review for episode 1 of Legends of Tomorrow of season 2. However, let me just recap it right now just so that everyone's up to date. So in episode 1, we learn what happened to the whole team of Legends. What happened is they traveled through time and made mistakes again. We know that there's going to be a new member of the team, which is the historian that came with them, and that they went back to 1942 to fight Nazis, because that's what you do. And that's where they met the Justice League of America, Justice Society of America, I think it's called, because it's in 1942, so they have to keep the names different. And that's where the second episode starts. The second episode starts with the JSA are actually arresting our heroes and interrogating them and evaluating their skills, basically. In this episode, there were a lot of crazy things. Like last episode, we've seen Damien Dark was one of the main villains of the episode, one of the hidden villains of the episode. In this one, we had the Reverse Flash. Even though he was in the previous one, here he played a larger role, even though it's not big either. There was a cool opening, actually, when we saw the JSA. Very cool, very comic booky, very fun as well. There were a lot of fun things just when the show tried to compare the two teams, the Legends team and the JSA team, and just like how polar they are and how ridiculously different they are. But another cool thing that happened was Citizen Steel getting his powers. Citizen Steel is the historian, the librarian, the grandson of Commander Steel. And even though it might not have looked like it, he actually got superpowers because of that super soldier serum. He healed, and onto that, he got some superpower. He's going to be super strong and cool. So we'll see what kind of costume they come up with him for him. Well, that'll be interesting. Also, Vixen is going to be on the team now. Now that they have a new team, and that Rip Hunter is not on the team anymore, Vixen has joined. And obviously, it's not the same Vixen as we've seen in Flash and Arrow, but that's because the actress couldn't play Vixen anymore, so they got another one and explained it as time travel stuff. But let's be honest, we don't watch Legends of Tomorrow for plot or for purpose. Legends of Tomorrow is one of the most fun shows. Season 1, the beginning was cool, and then the rest was meh. But I hope that this season, because I watched the premiere and I thought this season is going to be so much better because they have changed so many things. They've added new characters, they've removed characters that people didn't like, and that's good because that's progress. And I always say progress is a good thing in TV shows. So this season I feel like it's going to be way more fun. Every episode you get an enormous amount of jokes coming from all characters, and I hope to see that throughout this whole season. I'm not sure how many episodes there are going to be in this season. There might be 13, just like in the first season. Maybe they'll add more, depending on their budget. Maybe they'll actually make it smaller. I doubt it. I think it'll stay 13, though. Maybe 16 if they're pushing it. But that would mean that they would have to cut the budget for maybe Flash or Arrow, which is not a good thing. But maybe they'll do something cool. We don't know. But until then, thank you for listening to this episode of Guarding Time. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Alex Vaklasov or Guarding Time. You can also find me on Twitter at Russian_Zebra. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. Tune in next week when we review the latest episode of Legends of Tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you then. We'll be right back.